Hey, buddy.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
All right, good morning, 543. We are excited. You've decided to start your morning or whatever time you're listening to the show. It could be 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or like some people, it could be March 14th now. It could be March 28th by the time you get to this podcast. And if you message me or Floyd about something that happened 2 weeks ago, give us some context. I can't tell you how often that happens. I am so appreciative you listen to the podcast whenever you can, but sometimes we forget things pretty quickly. Today, busy show. What's going down with the chili cook-off this weekend with our new friends, Carolyn and everyone at Mobile Meals? That's shortly after 6 o'clock. Do they get your name wrong? And how is your name botched? After 7, Throwback Thursday with long song titles. We've got a panel full of ladies, and we will try to get a panel full of dudes in to the show today because Ashley will be here with us after 7 o'clock. We are sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig if you want to be a part of the show. If you'd like to text in, you can do that just about any time, 419-240-1055. When we throw things open for when they get your name wrong, how they get your name wrong. Or if you want to play along with Throwback Thursday, you can call 419-240-1055. Thursday, March 14th, 544. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hey.
It'll be stormy this morning and then worse for the afternoon ride home, if that's the time you drive home.
Is that why I'm stuffy, or is that a myth too? Like, when rain comes, I feel like every time it spells a rain or storm.
You have a lousy immune system.
I'm not going to fight you on that one.
Allergies?
Yeah, I just took allergy pills, so we'll see. I forgot I had them.
Could be. You forgot
full bottle.
Forgot you had allergies?
No, I forgot I had allergy pills. So, like, if this works, I'm going to be mad I suffered for the past 2 weeks.
I keep seeing tweets and posts that a lot of people are very sick, which, I mean, we're escaping winter, so I find that a little surprising. But if you're sick, sorry.
I work with children, and they're disgusting. So, not in the fact that their human body, the human being, is disgusting, but like they snot, they just touch you without any care, and they spit and degrade you as an adult.
Let them get dirty. I read a stat last night from an article that I don't find to be BS. It said something like, because we're not, like, I got to refine the article, but it was something like, there's double the amount of people with allergies and whatnot now than like 15, 20 years ago, because we don't try to infect ourselves. We try to
avoid it.
Yeah, well, there's a specific word they use. But yeah, and therefore our bodies have lesser immunities.
They have no way to fight it because they're like, oh, what is this in my body? Oh, just suffer.
Right.
But I figured I've worked with kids or children for most of my life. I have an immune system, but every kid is just disgusting. Every kid is different, and they just carry disgusting germs. Sorry.
All different strains. You're living the passage.
I'm an antiviral. Wait, no. I'm a viral.
You should
antiviral
call,
means I would be cured.
Call them virals.
I should call them virals. Like, look at a little viral. Like, what'd you call him?
If you want to text the show here, the morning reboot, Eric Chase and Floyd, 419-240-1055. It looks like I slept through it. I got things situated last night by 8 o'clock, flipped on NBC 24, and bam! Chicago was a rerun again.
Was it really?
So I just read some stuff and went to bed at 8:30, but it appears, I guess overnight or late last night, Facebook and Instagram were down.
I had no idea. I even posted on my Facebook. I was like, oh, Facebook was down? Got a life. Who dis? Like, I don't. And I went back to look through everything. Apparently some people had it, some people didn't. And the people who didn't have it were like losing their minds. I'm like, hey, friends, just so everyone remembers, Facebook's like free, just like a new concept, like maybe 10 or 15 years. Like, what did we do before that? Good morning, Josh. Good morning, Scott. Like, what did you do before that? Like, if this is how you're reacting, because there's going to be a day where Facebook is not going to be around anymore. I mean, it's probably not anytime soon, but like, there's going to be a time where like, maybe it'll get sold, and maybe it'll just, remember when MySpace was a thing, and like, that's totally a different concept too. I don't know, people were angry.
Something else will come along to capture people's attention, but it's kind of like when your cable goes out. What do I do? You know what? I was on Instagram for a couple of minutes last night, and it said couldn't refresh. And I just assumed that it was the final life of my iPad.
Uh-huh. No, mine said the same thing, and I was like, oh, okay. Maybe I'm just like, I don't freak out in that aspect. But I get where people were just like, oh, what do I do? Because I know people network, and like I promote shows on there, but it breathe, friends. Send a text.
What am I going to do with my thumb for the next 30 minutes?
All right. Half the time, we're just scrolling.
And yesterday afternoon was, granted, it was after, or that was before the Facebook fallout. It was a nice day out. I got outside, and I wasn't sweating, but I didn't need a jacket when I walked the dogs. We walked to another part of the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. There's some nice houses in my neighborhood.
Nice. I mean, I could tell because it's a nice neighborhood, period. I just assume the houses are nice.
They were off set in the back. I didn't realize how far we walked, but that's three long walks in 2 days for the dogs, which is about how many we've taken since I moved in December. But it was a nice afternoon.
You didn't really get short chances. The weather didn't really cooperate.
Do you have, I forget if I asked you, but never on the air before, do you have a place to get the kids outside on
nice
days?
Yes, we have a playground, and then we sometimes do nature walks. I come in a little bit after they do the nature walks, but if it wasn't raining today, we do like afternoon recess where we're outside between like 4:30 and like to the last kid leaves, just so they get, we call it get the wiggles out, so they can get some energy out, play around.
That sounds like you got to poop.
Get the wiggles out?
Yeah, like when one's hanging.
Oh, come on. But hey, they're kids. They just go.
419-240-1055. I'm not going to not do it anymore, but my list of groups of people who to speak to, college kids are dead last.
Oh, that was last night. How was that?
It went well.
Is it because they're set in their ways? Or they think they're set in their ways.
I don't know what it is.
Because they're young adults and they know where their life is going. And then just so you know, when you get that diploma or degree, real life hits you real quick. So you might want to listen to some advice.
In a quick psychoanalysis. So last night I spoke at this UT event called Let's Talk. It was put on by some Rocket Wellness people. Mm-hmm. And there was another event going on with the Greek life. So they combined them. They had pounds and pounds and stacks of Domino's pizza and a lot of Dunkin' Donuts. Like it was a very nice event. Stephanie McGuire Wise, who works at Zeff Center, presented after I did about what the Zeff Center does. They had a wireless mic for me, or a mic that I could clip on, which is always nice.
A lavalier.
Yeah, that's always nice. And I thought I did fine. And if I had to grade myself on a curve. Because the last time I spoke to college students, I think I did poorly, but I think I was thrown off by their disengagement. But I would think, and there was some people in the audience who were like nodding along. Nobody was really like dozing off or ignoring me, but they just kind of sit there. And my guess is they are lectured to all day long.
Oh, yeah.
And regardless if this is something they chose to attend, they are lectured at all day long.
Yeah.
Because I had some good quips in my talk, and sometimes I posted it on the kind of like the show page. Mm-hmm. It was a meme. It says, "Made a suicide joke while I'm in session with the therapist."
Oh, I saw that.
And I will, you know, lighten things up when I'm talking about like dark, morbid topics. Mm-hmm. And I think some people are like, "Ooh, do I laugh at that or not?" But there were no laughs or anything last night, but it makes it harder. Because I kind of feed off of how people, you know what it's like.
Right. Trust me.
And here, you give me some of this because it's our job to entertain and give people something compelling. But some groups are just lifeless regardless of how well you perform.
And I host a show every week. So like with myself, I have a co-host at the bar we do shows at. Yeah, there's times you go in there, you're just like, I'm very like, what's the word? Impromptu. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really rehearse anything. So I just go, and like, sometimes I think of something real quick. I'm like, oh, this is about to slay the audience. And then you say it, and then it's just like, I'm like, yes, that was hilarious. But you can't say that because, you know, like, yeah, it's like, get on my level. That was comic gold because there's nothing else after this. And then, like, the ones you don't think are going to, you just say it just because, like, you run out of stuff. And that's the ones that are like, ha ha ha. You're like, wait. That was hilarious. What I said like 50 minutes ago. So, yeah, it's definitely one of those things that you have to get in your mindset of like, you have to get confident within yourself, because like sometimes it just doesn't work and you're like you feel defeated, mm-hmm. or you're just like, you grade yourself, you're your own worst teacher, to be honest. You're like, so what'd you give yourself as a grade? Like, what did you give yourself?
Sorry, a solid B. If I do it on a curve based mm-hmm. on, I couldn't, like, not ad lib, but I didn't get anything from the group of
okay.
people that were there. If I graded on a curve, I'd say it was a B plus.
I get that. Yeah, because
well
like,
done.
Could you feed off it? You're just like, oh, I'm going to keep going. And you're like, oh, we're in emotion together. We're in this. You know, for anyone who does like public speaking or like even trivia host or like people who host Name That Tune around the city, you know how it is. Like once you get in that flow, you're like, oh, it's a dance. You know yeah. what I mean? Like
yep.
it's like some of this, the most fluid choreography. But sometimes you have a partner and they just fall down. And sometimes that partner is you and you're just like, man, how do I get back up? But you got to. You just got to keep going.
I got a ticket, too.
What? But
UT is, it's like, I've heard that there's not enough parking and people are always clamoring for more parking. I saw people on scooters. I had to go plug money into the kiosk. But I'd given my car make and model and license plate to the girl who was overseeing the event, Jocelyn, who was uh-huh. here. And I asked her, I was like, am I good? Come out, and I got a ticket, and it was $25.
Oh, okay, I was like,
I'll talk to her.
University tickets?
Yeah, and some of them were they're expensive, mm-hmm. but it is ruthless. I don't spend a ton of time at UT, but much like we talked about yesterday, they are in the line of higher education. They're uh-huh. in the line of work of higher education for profit.
Yeah,
and one way of increasing those profits is by being ruthless by ticketing people.
Yeah, there's this is way, way back in the day. She's probably all graduated with a career to family now. But one of my friends used to leave from work like 45 minutes early just to find a parking spot.
Yeah.
And that was just 45 minutes to leave from work. Like her class wasn't even for like another maybe 90 minutes after that. She's like, yep. I have to go find prime parking. I was like, what do you do? She's like, I just sit in my car and maybe study. But she's like, I have to get a parking spot because she's like, I have to walk from one side of the school to the other, and then I got to catch a shuttle to go to another campus, which is like 5 miles down the road. And I was just like, I never wanted that college. Like my sister was that book smart four-year college. That just wasn't mean. Like I hear stories. I'm just like, why would you put yourself through that? But the reward pays off if you make it through, but that was just never me.
If you want to do something that requires a high level degree,
yeah. So like, yeah, and I just remember her horror stories. I'm just like, so you leave here 45 minutes early, with like no guarantee to find a parking spot, but when you do, you sit there for like another hour before your class starts, and then you have, and even she wouldn't even say that she got prime parking.
Right.
She would just want to find a parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no guarantee she's even by a building. But yeah, that, I mean, more power to you.
And then I wonder, can you give a quick Google to how much a semester at UT is for an in-state resident?
Mm.
I'd be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised, but I am curious how much it costs. 5:56 for the morning reboot. More on the mental health tip. Kevin Hines, who tried to kill himself by jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge, will be sitting in with us from 7 to 7:20 on Friday, and he'll be speaking at a free event at Central Catholic on Friday night.
Roughly $9,300 in state.
That's not too bad.
However, out of state.
25?
Holy crap.
25?
Just under 19.
Okay. I don't think that's too terrible.
I mean, that's a lot.
And think about that.
As I scratch my head because I'm so nervous, I'm like, ooh.
They did a lot of advertising in the Detroit area. And I remember watching games, like Detroit team games,
uh-huh.
and I didn't see as much. I wonder if they backed off of that. I don't know. But, yeah, college is very expensive.
And so, like, oh, wow.
Is that I don't know how much room and board they do at UT. I mean, I know there's dorms and whatnot, but it is, I think it's a pretty heavy commuter school.
Yeah, I would assume so because they have those good, like, apartments around too, mm-hmm. and some people.
Can you do another quick Google for me?
Yes, sir.
So I think when I went to Temple University, so we were talking like the late 90s, early 2000s,
mm-hmm.
it was $5,000 a semester for in-state. Can you see what it is now?
And so, you said $5,000?
$5,000 for Temple University.
For in-state?
Yeah, what is it now?
Oh, you just right under 16. Holy mother.
It's expensive to go to school, man.
I think we should have a Floyd at Eric University. We're not going to teach you much, but we'll party.
The president made one.
And send you that bill.
Like I said.
What would be our specialty classes? Sarcasm and regret? No?
Self-confidence.
Self-confidence. Here's I see that. We gotta offer a positive one. Yeah. You're right. You know how much money we can make?
Yeah.
Q105 University.
I like that. 558. What's going down at the chili cook-off this weekend? What are we making? How are we making it? What's the cause? That's coming up next or in less than 15 minutes on Q105.
Q105 Studio.
Do you know who this is?
No, but I just told you, I was cracking my knuckles. I caught myself.
Do you know who this is?
I just met her. No.
Me too. This is one of the few people in Toledo that I've never met. Carolyn Fox?
Correct.
From Mobile Meals?
Yes.
Well, you are welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We start every morning around 5:45 and wrap up like 4 hours later. Pop by whenever you want.
Okay. So yeah, I'll be there at 5:45. Yeah.
We
not.
That's tough for us too, but we do.
Yeah.
This is my this. So we're participating in the media contest, mm-hmm. And our other friend Ashley will be helping to make our recipe. We're doing a white chicken chili. Mm-hmm. We'll whip that up tomorrow. We'll be out there at noon on Saturday. This
yes.
is my first time at all ever going to the chili cook-off.
It's a party, just so you know. It's not just some little chili cook-off. It's a party.
Tell me more.
It's gonna be rocking. So noon to 4, people come into the front door and we run our little chili toters for $5 so they can cart around their chili samples. So you'll get 2 ounce souffle cups that you put your chili samples in. It's important to bring a little scooper, just FYI. You don't want to do your big scooper into those little 2.5 because it'll be messy.
Okay.
And then the people go around and taste all the chilies and they vote for their favorite chili with their money. And that's how the teams win people's choice. Now, you only compete in your own category, so you'll only be competing against media people.
Who are the other media people? I know we have
everybody
some
in this
here.
Building,
okay, mm-hmm.
and WTOL.
Do you know who, or are they submitting as a channel?
As a channel, kind of. I know who's kind of making the chilies.
Who's
kind of
making it?
Lynn's making theirs. I think Paul's making.
Oh, forget here.
Oh, for here.
I want to dominate the TV people.
Yeah.
Channel 11 is Kelly Hybrider. She's their weather gal.
Yep, I know Kelly.
Yep, she'll be doing WTOLs.
Okay.
And then Ursula's making XKR's chili.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going down. It's cool. Yeah, I'm confident in chili.
Yeah, we like
that
this.
Across the halls, I may add. Everyone's confident.
I mean, nobody's going to say we suck.
They're all pretty confident. Okay. So.
Well, we're new. So we want to hit the scene with a bang.
Yes. Yeah.
And we're going to go the white chicken chili route.
People like white chicken chili, I may add. It's something different. And we don't have a lot of those. So that's going to be popular. I feel. So bring plenty.
Okay. We will try. Yeah. We'll try.
I'll try not to eat it before it gets there.
Yeah.
So how many chilies are there?
We have 26 teams.
Okay. Who are the non-media ones?
We have 5 media, we have 12 amateur, we have 5 restaurant, and we have 4 corporate.
Who are the restaurants?
We have, I knew you were going to ask me that. Well, we have Lakes of Sylvania competes, and then we have Franciscan Care Center. So we have 7 nursing homes that kind of support our industry, so they're kind of, you know, our partners. We have Prometica, the cafe downtown, is going to have a chili.
It's going to be tough. I mean, they make food.
Yeah. Well, that's why they're restaurant category. You don't compete against them.
Okay, I know.
Just do media.
I mean, everybody's palate. So it's trying so many chilies. So.
And Balance. Balance Grill is going to have a chili.
PK and CJ?
I don't
know. They're the owners of the place.
It's a gal that's going to do it. I can't remember her name. And then there's one more. Oh, and Food Dude and the Zoo are all going to.
It's going to smell so delicious.
And then Owens Community College, their culinary students have a team.
Okay.
So it's a fun event, and it'll be rocking. We have a DJ. We sell beer pop. I brought you some beer samples this morning. And we also do hot dogs, Toffs ice cream donate, so people can buy. I mean, think about it. Hot dogs, beer pop, ice cream, chili.
I've heard about it for years. Like I said, I've just never attended for one. You know, it's a busy time of year. We've actually been talking for a couple of weeks now how like this 6-week period is like the heaviest drinking time of the year in Toledo, or St. Patrick's Day, chili cook-off, wine fest, beer fest.
Brew fest.
Brewfest has been happening, opening day, if people's livers still function. So, but I'm looking forward to it. And I'd always wondered if it was if there was drinking available. And I suspect that there was, because people like to drink at our events here. So good. We're looking forward to it. What is your all-time, to put you on the spot, and I do want to talk about the cause that this benefits. What's the most memorable chili that you've ever tried there that was so unique, so different that you... The taste still remains.
You are putting me on the spot. I'll be honest, I don't taste a lot of the chili at the event because I can't be off that day.
Sure.
So, because I'm kind of on all day.
Right.
I personally like a sweeter chili. I don't like real hot spicy. Hot spicy doesn't typically win, by the way.
Really?
No. People don't like something that catches their mouth on fire.
Duly noted.
Yeah. But I like the sweeter. I like the white chicken chili. That's not something as a family we make, so I think that's good to taste out. But I do like the sweeter red chili.
Okay.
And this year, someone's doing a prime rib chili, which sounds kind of interesting.
Prime rib, it's not cooked real well. We don't like it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, I know one year someone put, I don't know if it was moose or elk or something, they did some different kind of meat. I mean, people try different things, not always successfully, but, you know, they try different recipes. And
power of the cook-off. No better time to experiment with your palate.
Yeah, than a few thousand people taste your chili.
Exactly.
Carolyn Fox, this is all to benefit mobile meals, correct?
Correct.
Tell me about this.
Mobile Meals is a home-delivered meal program. We feed about 500 people a day, and we raise money at this event to help subsidize the cost of meals for people that can't afford the whole cost of the meals. So we subsidize about $240,000 a year for meals for people. So this money that we raise there goes towards helping feed people in our community. And I'd like to do a shout-out. We need volunteers. If anybody can volunteer, we are kind of in a desperate need for volunteers. We introduced a new technology with our agency, a new app that can go on your phone, but some of our volunteers weren't comfortable with that, so we had some leave us. So we're trying to fill some of those voids right now. But we ask for twice a month, about an hour over the lunch hour, if you can afford to leave work or you're from your home. We have convenient locations all over the city where you can, you know, pick up near where you work or live. And it's an easy volunteer opportunity. And it really helps you feel, you know, fulfill some bonds with people in the community that oftentimes don't see anybody else but you at their door.
Sure.
They're lonely. They love seeing someone smiling and asking how they're doing and bringing them some nutritious meals, and that allows them to stay in their own homes and be independent rather than going to a nursing home.
Right.
So we just ask that people give us a call at 419-255-7806 or go to our website at mobilemeals.org and, you know, see if that's a great volunteer opportunity for you. We encourage people to check us out.
How'd you get involved with Mobile Meals?
Me personally?
Yep.
Well, I was kind of at a standstill in my career opportunities. I had wanted to go part-time, so I started there part-time just doing special events. And then that kind of grew and grew and grew. Now I'm the associate executive director and do fundraising, marketing, HR, grant writing.
Awesome.
Just kind of rolls into one thing. But Chili Cook-Off.
International Women's Day right now. The sequel.
There you
go. But the Chili Cook-Off, I got to tell you, is like my favorite event.
Was this your, was this your child?
Actually, it's 20. I've only been there 21 years.
Okay.
So, but
come on, Carolyn,
come on, 27 years. No, but we also do a wine gala in the fall. That's a big kind of optional black tie event, kind of fancy. And then we're also doing another new event in April, which I might try to get back on and talk about. We're doing an international food event with the Owens and Penta students on April 26th. So,
I like Penta kids. That'd be cool.
I tell you, these culinary kids, they're just so, they're so fresh. Not only fresh, bad way. They're just fresh in their mindset, and they're just, you know.
They're ambitious. You know,
they want to learn. Yeah. They want to pick it up. They want to do well. And so they really do a good job for us. And every
Q105 traffic.
Loving, I'm living, so we turn it up. Yeah. We turning it up.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news. Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Disappointing news. Like at the Jeep plant. It was Jeep, right?
Yes, GM. That's GM. It was GM. It was GM plant. It's still horrible wherever it happened.
19 employees at the UPS Distribution Center in Maumee are suing their employer. The lawsuit was filed late Wednesday afternoon in Lucas County Common Pleas Court. It says management at the facility enabled, tolerated, and purposely promoted and encouraged a culture of racism and racially discriminatory conduct. The lawsuit claims the racial culture in the center permeated employment decisions, including pay, discipline, and promotions. It cites instances of nooses being hung above workstations, racist graffiti in bathrooms, and several other discriminatory acts. Some of the accusations date back to 2016. The company itself is named, as well as five supervisors and managers who defendants say maintained a racially hostile work environment. In the July 2016 incident, the lawsuit says one of the defendants created two nooses and hung them over the desk of an African American employee while supervisor and other white coworkers made jokes. Although that employee was fired, the victim was told not to speak about the incident and that he could be disciplined for taking photographs of the nooses. Days later, the suit claims another employee received text messages from white coworkers in a group chat regarding potential lottery winnings that contained references to hanging, such as, "If you feel down and out, the noose is loose. Can we buy another noose with the winnings?" They also talked about facing discrimination in the hiring, promotion, and discipline processes. White employees with less seniority and fewer qualifications were chosen for promotions and favorable work assignments over black employees, the suit states. Because I don't know, and you can tell me to go like run off a cliff for this, because I don't know what the culture of friendliness and joking was with the first part of that. I got a big issue with the hiring part and the promotion and lesser people getting promoted, mm-hmm. possibly because of color. The other stuff could have been terribly tasteless jokes that got out of hand.
If you feel down and out, the noose is loose.
Yeah.
That's not only a racist thing, but that's also like, I'm surprised you didn't hit like a mental health thing, like suicide. Like that's just on all aspects. Like, we all make crude and tasteless jokes. We've all been there, and I'm not making up excuses. But like, if you're in a group message and you say something like that, and you know very well there's an African American coworker in there, this is ultimately a whole think before you speak or text type thing. And also, their slogan is "What can brown do for you?" How dare you? Yeah, like legit. Like, come on now. Go work at somewhere else.
In this case, it can sue you.
Yeah.
Like, rightfully so.
So ignorance is everywhere.
From a story from Bill Horman on 13 ABC, a lot of gunshots in certain Toledo neighborhoods, and Toledo police are about to offer up a new weapon. It's called Shot Spotter Gunshot Detection System. And according to the company's website video, the system deploys acoustic sensors on top of buildings and lampposts, and when gunshots are detected, an alert is generated, and analysts quickly dispatch police to the same to the exact spot. Company says the entire thing happens in less than 60 seconds. Typically, police respond to a shooting if a 911 call is made, and they do it in less than 5 minutes, but 70% of the time, no call is made. Toledo City Councilman Gary Johnson, who chairs the Public Safety Committee, says, "We feel that we will definitely save time and help us reduce the activity that goes on. There's drawbacks, for instance, and this is kind of obvious. The system can't describe a suspect. It'll cost about $310,000, but none of it is Toledo tax dollars. It comes from a grant."
I was watching, they were talking about this morning in my little 5-10 minute they watch news. Someone brought up a good point, and I didn't even think this way because I was like, oh, this is gonna. How will they tell the difference between like a loud bang and a gunshot? Because many times we play that joke in July, gunshot or firework, like how they sound very similar.
I would guess the technology should be able to decipher that.
I want to figure out if other cities have done this. Like, I
check the website. I'm sure it says where else it's been deployed. But I would trust a machine that can think more than I can trust a human.
Right.
Governor Mike DeWine will be here today to address the Impact Ohio-Toledo Regional Conference. As part of his remarks, he'll outline his plan for H2 Ohio Water Quality Initiative, which he introduced at his State of the State. Happens at the Renaissance today downtown at 10:15. In national news, the flight path data of two Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes that crashed showed similarities, the FAA said yesterday, as the U.S. became the last nation to ground the popular planes worldwide. The FAA issued an emergency order 3 days after the Ethiopian Airlines crash that killed 157. Before the FAA announcement, President Donald Trump issued an emergency order halting flights of the MAX 8 and MAX 9. The U.S. had been under pressure to join nations worldwide in grounding the planes after concern mounted that the Ethiopian crash was similar to one in October. Wednesday, Canada joined the list of countries that halted the flights as well. Trump said the planes in the air would complete their flights, but no more would take off. He said airlines were notified. Well, thank God we just didn't leave those planes up there.
Right. I can't imagine even having that job. Like, where do you start?
Which one?
FAA, because like have you ever seen like some plane crash footage? They have to really piece the plane back together. in most situations, if they can't retrieve a black box or the data's lost or something like that, they literally have to piece together back a plane. One of those jobs that I think, how do you get into it? Why are you into it? And you just have to love your job then. It's just a lot.
I'd do it.
I see you doing that.
I like death and investigating things.
Yeah, it's just a heavy subject. Like, you get that call. Like, if you get that call, you're just like, oh, this can't be good.
When I was doing the TPD ride-along with Taylor, I was like, can I just go straight to detective? It's not about the uniform, per se. Right. I just want to be a detective and, mm-hmm. like, look for clues and put crimes together.
Did you watch Scooby-Doo as a kid?
Yeah, but I didn't really like it. Oh, it was okay. More like Batman stuff.
Oh, okay.
Batman, world's greatest detective. Hello. You can now save some money or add some services to Spotify. Their decision in 2017 to team up with video streaming service Hulu to deliver bundled student subscriptions was unusual because it was one of the first times that two disparate entertainment services has come together. Now that deal stands out even further. Starting the other day, Tuesday... Or is it this coming Tuesday? All Spotify subscribers in the U.S. will receive free Hulu subscriptions. The Swedish music service made the unexpected announcement via a blog post that all U.S. users on the $9.99 a month premium tier, both new and existing, will receive free subscriptions to the ad-supported tier of Hulu, which normally costs $6. And used to be $8 before they tweaked their model a couple of weeks ago. Anybody paying for the $12.99 Spotify and Hulu bundle will see their fees drop down to $9.99 a month. And there's really no catch. This is to combat YouTube and YouTube Music. And Apple is probably going to make a big subscription announcement between video and music coming up on March 25th. And if you're like, Eric, why are you talking about Spotify? It's a competitor. I could listen to that instead of listening to Q105.
I just because I got a Alexa, and they're like, oh, you could get your Spotify on there, but you have to be a premium member. And they offer me, like, do you want Hulu? I was like, all right, I have Hulu.
Well, the reason I have no qualms bringing up Spotify because, one, I'm not an idiot. I'm not ignorant to think that people don't use it. It's kind of like when I first got into radio so many years ago, they're like, they would tell night DJs not to talk about the TV shows that are on.
Oh, right.
Like, because it's competition. But if we're doing our job to create good content, then you'll choose us over other services.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way,
yes.
There's a lady up in Livonia, Michigan. She went ape crazy at a Burger King. And I can get this. She did not want those tomatoes on her burger, and she lost it. Her crotch was on the counter. I would watch the video on our Q105 Facebook page.
It was
covered, but she lifted her leg up, and she was about to go crazy. Do you remember the lady that came through the drive-thru window at McDonald's?
You didn't want to see her ultimate form. Do you remember her?
No.
That's what she said. She said, don't make me assume my ultimate form.
Did she say? I thought it was. I didn't think there's any audio in the video.
Oh, there's audio. Trust me, because it was a Dragon Ball Z reference, and I was like, rewind that back. Did she just say that?
That was great because she was coming through the drive-thru window. This is just a woman at a counter, but I get it. When you like, if you're a parent and your kid says no tomatoes, and there's tomatoes on there or onions, if there's one on there, you lose your mind.
Tomatoes, though.
That felon Lori Loughlin is. Is out.
It's so weird to say that because she is, potentially.
She has her freedom. We'll get to that before 7 o'clock on Q105. All right, welcome to the Morning Reboot, 6:54 on Q105. Eric Chase and Lloyd. We'll get to that after 7 o'clock this morning, around 7:15. Throwback Thursday, 7:30. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. You can text the show, 419-240-1055. A quick thing to start entertainment. Saturday Night Live made a couple of announcements. March 30th, Sandra Oh and Tame Impala. April 6th, Kit Harington, Jon Snow, or Aegon Targaryen. Only nerds will get that. Sarah Bareilles will be on then, too.
Mm-hmm.
And April 13th, Emma Stone and BTS.
That's the K-pop boy group, right?
Yeah.
There's like 18 people in that band, I feel.
Lori Loughlin is out. She is out. Watch. Hide your kids. I don't know. Hide the rich white university presidents who might take bribes? I don't know. She's out on $1 million bail yesterday after being taken into custody as part of a sweeping college admissions corruption scandal. She appeared Wednesday in federal court in L.A., and the court agreed she will be allowed to continue filming in Vancouver. On Tuesday, Felicity Huffman made a brief court appearance in L.A. She answered yes to several questions from the federal magistrate, including whether she understood the charges against her. She was seated in a glassed-off area with several other defendants. Her husband, William H. Macy, sat in court as the magistrate ordered her free on $250,000 bail. She was released from custody late Tuesday, exiting the courthouse through throngs of reporters. She is expected to appear in a Boston courtroom March 29th to address the charges.
She had to surrender her passport, too.
I mean, this is obviously a big topic yesterday, and I like that different sects, like S-E-C-T-S, different sects of people are bringing up all the tentacles of this topic. What did I read yesterday? I read a story about how, like, obviously high-level college sports can be quite shady, like paying athletes or working on their test grades or if they're getting real educations at even schools like Ohio State. It talked about how, like, what is it? Like, crew and another heavily white sport got around. I mean, it's the whole university system, not all of it, but certain places, it is very skeevy and very sketchy.
And even in that respect, it's done in front of our faces. Like, it's, you know what I mean? It's not done in a hidden format or fashion. It's kind of just like, I think we're just so used to it that we're like, oh, he's been bred since eighth grade to do that. That's right. Okay. You know what I mean? We're just like, oh, all right. But I think with this situation, it's kind of just, I kind of feel bad for Felicity Huffman and Aunt Becky, because, like, they're being made an example right now. And, like,
because they're famous.
Yeah. And then I believe CBS This Morning yesterday, they're like, there's more like high powered CEOs and lawyers.
We don't care about them.
Yeah, right. So it's,
and they're arguably more of the problem.
Uh-huh.
I still ask, and others have probably asked this. It was Lori Loughlin who paid that. They paid like $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just give that to your kid?
Right, because she doesn't care about school anyway. Oh, and that video's just resurfaced too.
Nothing on the internet dies.
Yep.
After being contacted by a former senior Obama administration official, the Chicago area's top prosecutor last month requested that the city police turn over the investigation of an alleged attack on Empire Jussie Smollett. Wait, did I read the wrong part here? Basically, they're wiring in someone from Michelle Obama's office. Tina Chen worked as the former First Lady's chief of staff in her time in the White House, and she was first contacted by Kim Fox by text on February 1 and said the actor's family had concerns about the investigation, according to Communications. Chen, a Chicago-based attorney, is also the co-founder of the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. And there was some question here as to why this didn't get turned over to the FBI, and I believe the Chicago police spokesperson said if there was enough to get it there, we would have passed it over to the feds happily. So just some little news there.
And his family, mainly his sister and brother, have been very vocal. I was watching somewhere. I wish I could remember. They were literally blaming the media on this. I'm like, these were your brother's words. Like, we saw the robber interview. You know what I mean? He gave a sworn statement written that was made public. So it was just, it seems like they're doing the family thing. You know what I mean? Any which way to help him clear his name or like whatever charges he's getting, but I'm just your brother and your son, he opened his mouth before, like when he did the interview, we were all like, why are you talking?
I think like what they're doing is called hunkering down or circling the wagons.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and what's done is done.
He hasn't called them liars.
I know.
You would think if you wanted to vociferously proclaim your innocence, you would say that these people
are lying, right?
Who don't have the resources to have strong like legal representation can say they're lying.
Right.
And then, you know, let the chips fall where they may. And it sounds like if he gets off on this, it's going to be because there was a technicality or a loophole or something.
Well, we talked about yesterday that reasonable doubt. We need to find that.
We have a lot of little stories today. When it comes to her budding romance with Pete Davidson, Kate Beckinsale is feeling good. She's very happy with Pete, a source close to the actress told People. They have really similar senses of humor, and she's always laughing with him. When it comes, I typed up my notes here. quite incorrectly. It was odd, and I can't recall, and I'm not an avid Saturday Night Live viewer. I probably watch it like most people do, you know, what comes our way in the news sources. But it was interesting that on Weekend Update, Colin Jost like brought it up, and I get it. It's a hot topic, but I don't know if they've, if for any cast member, they have brought their personal life so out in the open like that before, where he can provide commentary for it.
Because he's there, and like, no, because I'm trying to think, has anyone on that show besides him ever had like, and he's had them back to back, high profile relationships?
Sure, there have been some, but maybe not that have been newsworthy.
So this multitude,
it's kind of like when they say, like, you ever hear like when a journalist or all this Tucker Carlson stuff, not that he's a journalist per se, but when the news person becomes the news, that's kind of this. Like, I wonder, will there be a Pete Davidson, Kate Beckinsale skit? Like with people portraying them,
and then she shows up with him. Or that would be good TV, though.
It's like some cast members portraying him and her, and then it's Kate Beckinsale, like the actress, like on her phone or on her computer. Going, I can't believe he put her tongue in her throat. Like that.
Right. Yeah, and they're really good with that too. Like when they make the parodies, or like say when Kate McKinnon played Hillary Clinton back in the day, and Hillary Clinton showed up to be the bartender while she was Hillary Clinton. Like they're really good at that. I think that would be hilarious.
I can't believe they have a whole lot in common as far as like life-wise and life experience, but if they have similar senses of humor, you know, that can keep them together for however long, but it would certainly make for a good bit like that.
Yeah, it would.
7:02 the morning reboot on Q105, Eric Chase and Floyd. Throwback Thursday. Very long song titles after 7:30 this morning, and I'm sorry, not Eric Chase. Eric and Lloyd.
Eric.
Yeah, Lloyd. when people get your name wrong in less than 15 minutes. Q104. All right, good morning. It's 7:14. On Q105, the morning reboot, our friend Ashley is here with us. We're going to need you to call in for this. You can text as well, 419-240-1055. Floyd and I were talking yesterday before the show, and I said something about, we brought up like how people mess up your name. And you said, some people call you Lloyd.
I get Lloyd more... I get Lloyd more times than I care to imagine. And also, people spell my name wrong all the time.
How do they misspell it?
All right, so I get F-L-L-O-Y-D, Floyd.
And they also get
the most common one, F-L-Y-O-D, Flyod. It's not funny!
That's like people who misspelled Kanye and turned into Kane for all those years.
It makes no sense to me. So, like, the first time it happened to me was back in high school. Something happened to me, and there was like a little article. It was like, Flyod Anderson was sent to St. V's, and I was like, who's Flyod Anderson? Like,
it's kind of a cool name, though.
Flyod?
I like Flyod.
Flyod. But yeah, so, and then ever since then, it's been Floyd, Lloyd. I also, what was the one? Oh my God. Oh, they forget the O.
Flynn.
So I'm just F-L-Y-D. I'm fly. Like, that's fly. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what country are you guys from where you don't use vowels?
419-240-1055. How do people mess up your name? We've gone over this on the air before, but I don't even mess around or tell, like, people, unless they're, like, doctors or something, how to spell my real name because you can't pronounce it right, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you tried to teach me and I failed that course.
Say it.
Arc.
See, it hurts.
Eric.
And Ashley.
I've been trying to rebound myself.
So your name is not spelled right?
Right. But I get the same kind of like crazy crap where people be like, oh, it's Ashley or Ashley. And I'm like, no, still Ashley. They're like, but, you know, L-E-I-G-H, if you put an S in front of it, spells slay. And I'm like, still wrong. Still totally still wrong.
419-240-1055. How do people mess up your names? Now, hold on a second, Floyd. Now, Ashley, you're fine. Your kids are Tucker and Parker. And
but we get Parker like, oh, so how's he doing? I'm like, well, she is
doing wonderful. Okay.
Yeah, your kids' names are
unisex names.
Both of them.
Tucker's not a girl's name. I mean, maybe it is.
Right. Maybe down south somewhere. I can see it. I can see it being that way.
We are in an era now where people have gotten or attempted to get very creative with names and with the spelling of normal names like yours, but like 10 times more complicated.
Sure.
So I feel bad for kids who are, you know, being born now and like under 10, I guess, like your kids, they're going to have challenges. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Estrella.
I loved you in The Neverending Story.
What?
That's Atreyu.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
How do you spell your name?
It's Estrella. It's Spanish.
Okay. Yeah, that people can't speak Spanish. Yeah, American people are the worst.
Yeah, no, but I mean, growing up, like, my family calls me Estrella. But most of them say it the Mexican way, which is Estrella, but
Can you say that again?
God, I love those rolls.
Can you say that? Can you roll your R for me again? Please.
Estrella.
Oh, yeah. So good.
It does it for me too. I love it.
I'm sorry people butcher your name.
Oh, well, it got to the point that I don't even correct them anymore.
Right.
When I was in high school, they used to be like Estrella or Australia or Estrella.
Oh, man.
And I never used to correct them anymore, and it got to the point where the class would.
Right. Yeah, so, well, good for the friends for sticking up. Thanks.
I just got tired of it, but it's a nice name, though.
It is. It is very nice. Thanks for calling us. Have a good morning. 419-240-1055. You can call or text us how people botch your name.
So I have a friend named Alan, and it's A-L-A-N. So, but I always spell it A-L-L-E-N. And he's like, no, that's the last name. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, there's a difference. Alan, A-L-A-N, is the first name spelling. A-L-L-E-N is the last name spelling. I said, who taught you this math? Because that's not how that works. And he's like,
right. I think it's but
I think like that's how he describes it to people. He's like, no, it's spelled like a first name, not a last name.
Okay, Alan, let's not get too complicated. Alan's making it worse.
But you know what? He goes through it, so he knows. That's how he just explains it.
Hi, who's this?
Howdy, this is Yadzik.
Ah. Let me give this a shot. Y-A-D-Z-I-K?
No, English translation is J-A-C-E-K.
I like it. What's the ethnicity of that name?
It is Polish.
Polish. Very. And people always get it incorrect, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling us this morning, Yadzik.
Thank you.
419-240-1055. You can call or text how people measure. So those are these texts.
I'm so sorry.
Those are names that are they're not American. When we've done this topic before, it's people who have like I don't know common names, but the spellings are weird.
Yeah.
Like the Allen.
Yeah. So we got Scott. Don't hate me, Scott. It's Gretl.
I'm assuming it's Gretel.
Gretel, but. It's his wife, and she always gets called Greta or Gretchen. Gretel?
People can
we just call her Gretty?
People are dumb,
call
man.
Call her Gert-Gert.
And I might be talking...
Little baby Gert-Gert.
Hey, Gert-Gert! That's what I would say to Scott's wife walking down the street. Like, oh, look, there goes Miss Gert-Gert.
I do my best, even though I run through some of our news stories with unusual names quickly. I think I actually ran into that Milicek the other day. I hit it twice in one day, and I run through them, and I mistake them sometimes, but I do take pride in getting people's names pronounced correctly. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Victoria, but my son's name is Colin, and they call him Colin.
Oh.
And Colin and Colin is not even spelled the same.
It definitely
well,
is
if you can't read and you're a dumbass, how does he, I would think, and
he's
I know
nine.
There's a variety of ways to spell it. He's not a dumbass. The people that, is it C-O-L-I-N?
C-O-L-I-N, yes.
Yeah. Mm. Collins.
Yeah, definitely Collins.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for the call, Victoria. I mean, if you've seen the, it's like, you know what you know, but you don't know what you don't know.
It's kind of like going on how your name is spelled.
Yeah.
There's also a war between crystals with the K and crystals with the C. Because, like, there's been sometimes I had callers. I'm like, all right, crystal, spell your name. And they're like, K-R. I'm like, oh, I put a C. She's like, I get it all the time. It's a K.
But it's still pronounced correctly.
But people are, their name is their identity. That's their first thing.
I'm very much like one of those people. Especially if, like, people are emailing me back. I'm like, my signature is right below what you just returned. And you still said Ashley, L-E-Y.
Yeah.
Or... you know, L-E-E or something different.
Quick, funny story. And this is just because we're too busy and we overlook things. I can guess that's how it happened. So I was speaking to, we have an event coming up and I got connected with Mini Motions out in Toledo, like near Five Points, like the Lasky-Tremainsville area. And I called the woman to connect with her and I was giving her the spiel. And she's like, you'll have to excuse me. This isn't what I was expecting. I'm like, what do you mean? And I think it's because she kept replying to my emails as Erica.
Oh.
Okay. Which, and actually, it's funny. One of my last AOL screen name, which was my email, was E-R-I-C-A-T-D-R-Q. It was Eric at D-R-Q at AOL.com, a station I used to work at.
But
I would...
So you were...
In like AOL chat rooms, I would sometimes get, hey, Erica. Nope, not right there, big guy.
Right, move along.
But with all the creativity of people trying to top one another these days, they're going to bring on some problems for their kids.
Another one, personally for me, is my sister's name is Tiana.
Can I try? Is it one N or two?
One.
T-I-A-N-A?
Mm-hmm. She always gets Tiana.
I say Tiana.
And she's always
sure.
like, is Tiana.
Okay, Rihanna.
No, but like, it's telling you, it's someone's name. It's like their first thing they're given. They don't want you to mess it up. And I've been there. I'm just like,
Have you ever had somebody like completely like just oversee like your name at all? Like, we were at a meeting and this guy was like, well, I can't wait to come back and see what Rachel has to say. And I was like, who's Rachel?
Who's Rachel?
Like,
Yeah.
And they're like, what? And they're all looking at me like, no. And I was like, no, I don't know who Rachel is.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Megan.
Oh.
I'm actually calling. That's not me. I'm calling about my daughter, though. I have a daughter named Anicia, and I have people all the time say Anissa, Anessa.
So
some people just call her Ann and don't even bother with the rest.
Is it A-N-I-S-S-A?
Close. You're shortened to it way up, but it's A-N-E-S-S-I-A.
Okay.
Oh.
That's a pretty name, though.
That is pretty.
How do you spell your name?
Mine is just the basic, simple
M-E-G-A-N.
The real
Megan.
Yeah, you have no idea how often I get asked about that.
Right. That's because so many people have spelled it different ways, and when people ask you, you can be like, I'm the OG Megan.
Yeah, the original.
Yes.
Thanks very much for calling. Have a good morning. 724 with the Morning Reboot on Q105. Keep the texts coming.
Yeah,
we'll try to read them.
Yeah, they're doing it. We just got one. I've been mistaken for this. It's the spelling of Chelsea.
C-H-E-L-S-E-A. Unless, hold
see,
on.
That's how I spell it, and that's how this person spells their name.
C-H-E-L-S-E-Y.
That's one of the things she put, and also, I've never heard anyone spelled it this way. C-H-E-L-S-E-E.
I have, so that. I work with Ashley, and she's an A-S-H-L-E-E.
Okay.
Of course she is.
Yeah, she is. But she's special, too. See, all of us good ones got the different names. My sister's Kelsey, and she's K-E-L-S-I-E.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so those name games.
7:25, the Morning Reboot in less than 15 minutes. Long song titles for Throwback Thursday. 7:38, good morning. It's the Morning Reboot. Hopefully you'll join us this afternoon for the Great Chili Cook-Off for Girl, I'm Delicious.
Sorry, I was going to say, I have designated myself to introduce. How do you say it? Like, when people are like, because there's going to be the servers like, ooh, girl, I'm delicious. I'm like, mm-mm. It's girl, I'm delicious. Capitals.
It is memorable, so maybe that'll get more votes. People pay a couple of bucks to vote. We'll be in the media competition from 12 to 4 at the Stranahan coming up this weekend. More on our website, Q1055.com. 7:38, the Morning Reboot, Q105. So I heard a song the other day, Monica, Before I Walk Out of My Life. Mm-hmm. You know it, Ashley?
Probably.
Is that the way to go? Here we are face to face.
I listened to Monica on Pandora on Sunday like all day long.
Ooh.
And you definitely heard it. Okay. It was arguably like her biggest hit. So I figured that is long. Let's do long song titles, as if you don't struggle enough with titles as is, Ashley.
I can't get two words.
Yeah, so I if my math is right, every song that will be played today for Throwback has at least five words.
It's like a sentence.
Sure.
Jeebus.
You can have a one-word sentence. Youngblood. 419-240-1055.
Not a sentence.
If Ashley and Flyod struggle to correctly identify the song title.
I should say when. When, Ashley.
When Ashley and Floyd can't get the song paragraph and artist.
Five again.
Please give us a call. 419-240-1055. First up is... Floyd!
Kelly Clarkson, My Life Would Suck Without You.
Right. Such a long name.
Yeah. The song titles are so long, we're only going to be able to play three songs.
That was a long intro for a Kelly song.
Yeah.
419-240-1055 if Floyd or Ashley struggle. No idea?
I know the art. I can't think of the same.
All right, you can hop in if you're listening now. And I don't have the delay on, so one, don't curse. Two, you're hearing this in almost real time. Actually, it's like a time loop. Got a spatial anomaly.
I can't even think of the name of the song.
I can't think of it either.
Wasn't a big enough hit?
No, it was a big enough hit.
Hi, Q105.
Oh, I know now.
Yeah, too late.
Poop.
Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Hi. This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Do you always call for this game?
What?
I feel like there's a Michelle that's been winning. Anyway, are you calling to identify this song?
Yes, I am.
What is it?
It is Justin Timberlake, What Goes Around Comes Around.
Thank you very much. Michelle. Have a good rest
Michelle.
Of your week. Audience has won. All right, next up.
Oh, it's from that one movie about domination.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. Oh.
Floyd.
Taylor Swift's Zayn, Eyes Wide. Oh, man, never mind. I started. When you think in your head, like, oh, five things, and you're like, oh, I don't know it.
419-240-1055.
Oh, my gosh.
She sounds so dehydrated, yeah.
Hi, Q105.
Hi, this is Margo.
Hi, Margo.
Hello again, Margo.
Hello there, Floyd.
Fly-eyed. Do you know the title of the song?
I Don't Want to Live Forever, Taylor Swift.
Well done. Thanks, Margo. Yes. Wow, the audience is...
They're dominating today.
Domination. Let me give you one, Floyd, but you still have to count to five. No idea?
No, I know words.
Floyd's got to get this. Day
I first met you, it just escaped me. It's my favorite, like, Young Singer next.
419-240-1055.
I get you. I know
fear is what it really
was. Five words.
Now here we are, so close. Yeah, so I know what it is. I know the word.
Floyd.
Demi Lovato, Give Your Heart a Break.
Close enough. Give your heart. Yeah, yeah.
Damn it, John, who understand? Sorry. That's the best part of the song.
I like the disco pose.
Next up, and if they miss 419-240-1055, Throwback Thursday on Q105. Very much a throwback from Drizzle. I don't think there are any memes from this. I might be wrong.
I got my eyes on you.
Everything that I see, I love
419-240-1055.
I can't get over you.
I eat my breakfast again.
You left your mark on me.
Can I get it on my phone?
No.
Oh!
Good girl, you know.
That makes me feel Drake. Like he's talking Drake. To his dog. You're a good girl.
And
you're
no way.
You're a good girl. Yeah?
Drake can't take you home.
No.
I'm way off.
No one knows this. 419-240-1055.
Oh, man. Oh, there it is.
Drake, hold on. We're going home.
Yeah, that's where it was. Yeah. That's a good song.
It is a good song.
That is a good song.
Was this Taylor Swift?
Sadly.
I remember when we broke up.
Point for Ashley!
What?
We're never ever getting back together.
Oh.
Oh, I'm basic.
Never ever.
Last one.
Oh, these are always ridiculous names.
What do you mean they're...
One, two, three.
Ashley.
Ridiculous name. I like drinking urine in the shower.
This is
Floyd.
I write sins, not tragedies. Panic of the Disco.
Yeah. Well done.
They're
well
always
done.
Ridiculous.
Only reason I remember that is because the video was really cool.
Yeah.
Because they were like all like marionette dead people.
Let's take this one off the air. I'll play the quick intro.
Did you start barking?
All right, call us or text us if you know that one. It's the morning reboot. We've got some entertainment news, including how Luke Perry died before 8 o'clock.
It's a good jam.
What's that?
It's a good jam.
This song's okay. I think it could be a hit.
Yeah.
Q105, 759, Eric Floyd, Flyod, and Ashley's here with us. Who were you excited about 2 years ago?
Tierra Whack. She's from Philadelphia. Like on a podcast, we talked about like random like music one day, and I was like, she's going to be like the female Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. And she finally like she was like nominated for a Grammy this year too.
Are you making this up?
No.
I don't
go back through your archives. I'm sure you'll find it.
Speaking of Philadelphia, I have something that you guys might have heard in a minute, but we'll play that momentarily. If you want the podcast of this show after 10 o'clock, text Eric to 419-240-1055. Any idea what Luke Perry died of?
Vaccination. No, I'm telling you, if it's a headbutt, I feel like I'm sick.
If only they could have given him a stroke vaccination. Too soon. He died from an ischematic cerebrovascular accident.
Oh.
A stroke. TMZ
I thought we knew that.
Yeah, well, they put they do the autopsy and stuff. That was on his death certificate, which TMZ got. Document also revealed his body was transported to Dixon, Tennessee, where he was buried on Monday, March 11th. He had a farm in the area and lived there part-time. The 52-year-old suffered that stroke at his home in a neighborhood of L.A. On February 27th, he was rushed to a nearby hospital where he remained until he passed away March 4th. He was surrounded by his children, Jack and Sophie, fiance Wendy Madison Bauer, ex-wife Minnie Sharp, mother Ann Bennett, stepfather Stephen Bennett, brother Tom Perry, sister Amy Coder, and other close friends and family. The family appreciates the outpouring of support and prayers that have been extended to Luke from around the world and respectfully request privacy in this great time of mourning.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's first boyfriend.
Yeah, for real.
Mm-hmm.
This Philadelphia stuff, you guys might have seen this.
See, for some reason you think this is a game. This is not a game, Will. Look at you. Look at you. The only reason why you're not in jail is because Uncle Phil called in a favor.
Take your time.
What?
Go deep.
It's up on our Q105 Facebook page. Someone made a dramatic movie trailer for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and it's not like the original footage. Like they got new actors and modernized it.
Oh, that's cool.
That's hilarious.
And if you didn't know any better, you would think it's another Jordan Peele trailer.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. It's another like scary movie thing.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in the background, I go, what? Is there, you know, they're into making TV shows, movies. So I'm like, wait, did we miss that?
Yeah. Is this a 90s reboot?
Right.
But dramatic and scary.
It would be a good, you know, it would win like so many Academy Awards. The Trials and Tribulations of Will Smith.
And then this time when Jeff gets thrown out, like he's thrown into like a bed of exactly. axes and spikes.
And the one comic relief of the movie, so it's not too heavy, is just the Carlton Dance happens one time.
The one time
that he does the Carlton Dance, but it's like at a pivotal scene. At the end, he walks outside and gets shot.
Yeah, I was just saying, like,
you know what I mean? Like Carlton, no!
Does it fall?
You just hear the dramatic. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Yeah.
Like one of those slow murder scenes.
Right, and then yeah, Hillary's like, oh my God, no! Oh, I'm on it. I'm writing the script as I leave.
Assistant producer.
Yeah.
Fly on.
I'm on it.
8:02 with the morning reboot in less than 15 minutes. We'll get you qualified for the cabin fever reliever as we do a panel full of ladies here on Q105.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Fans.
8:15. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. Join us Saturday at the Stranahan for the great chili cook-off for Girl, I'm Delicious.
Whoop, whoop.
It is panel full of ladies time. We lost
Carrie Ann, and she's been our ninth caller for the past.
Oh, she's someone's back, right? Or no?
She may or may not be. Let's get Becky. Hi, Becky. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Becky is 41, married. Where are you from?
Northland.
Okay. Don't go anywhere. Next up is Sarah, 29, single. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning.
Where are you from?
Born and raised in Toledo.
Okay. Is this Carrie Ann back?
Carrie Ann's back. She was with the quickness.
And Carrie Ann's back. Hi, Carrie Ann. 26, single. Where are you from?
I am from Toledo as well. Wauwatosa.
Ashley, 34, married.
Yes. Also
Beverly.
From Toledo.
First question will go to Becky. Becky, currently, how many boxes of tampons do you have at home?
Two.
Two. Okay. Sarah, what about you?
Two.
Carrie Ann?
Half of one, actually.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Ashley, what about you?
I actually have one tampon in an empty box, and I need to click list them because yes. That time's coming soon.
Good thing we're getting our chili things right now. Becky, what's the most expensive piece of clothing that you own?
I have a pair of Louis Vuitton shoes.
Oh, do you really?
Oh.
Real ones, or does the red come off?
No, they're real.
Huh.
She said most expensive. So
even fakes can be expensive. Sarah, what about you? What's the most expensive thing you own?
Expensive thing or just piece of clothes?
Expensive piece of clothing, sorry.
Probably my wedding dress.
Oh, how much did that cost?
$1,200.
Ooh.
Are you going to keep it or donate it or is it a memento now?
No, I'm trying to sell it for less than half.
All right, if you want a wedding dress, $600 right now. $500 even. Do I hear $500 for a wedding dress? Carrie Ann, what's the most expensive piece of clothing you own?
To be honest with you, it's probably my prom dress from 10 years ago.
You want to sell that too?
I mean, I'm kind of keeping it as momentum, but...
Carrie Ann, we love your life.
I'm like a...
You are electric. Ashley, what's the most expensive piece of clothing you own?
I was thinking around the same lines as what she had said earlier. Definitely my wedding dress.
You want to get rid of yours, too?
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know where it's at, to be honest.
Let's start running a flea market on this show.
Can I borrow it?
Yeah.
Aware of the cook-off?
Yes.
I don't know if they all have kids. Becky, what's something all of your friends talk about, but you just don't care?
Don't hate me. But Games of Thrones.
Games of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
No, I don't hate you. That was kind of like the inspiration for the question, but I was also thinking that, you know, well, we'll see what else everybody says. Sarah, what's something all your friends talk about, but you couldn't care less?
Their sex life. I don't know if it's because I'm bitter and I don't have one, or if it's because I genuinely don't care.
Wait, what was your answer again?
Sex lives. Her friends.
Oh, sex lives. Are women really dirtier than men when it comes to that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Carrie Ann, what is what's something all your friends talk about but you don't care?
To be honest, I think all of my friends have a mutual conversation about cars, and even though I work in the car industry, I really just don't give a shit.
Poop.
Sorry.
Ashley, what's something all your friends talk about but you don't care?
Drinking water and dieting.
What?
Drinking water. Like, we go to like a bar and they're like, I'll get a water, and I'm like, and they look at me and I'm like, nope, still no. Going hard to the whiskey or the wine.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't need a sidecar of water.
Last question, Becky. You are invited to a pretty trendy, chic party over the weekend. Where are you going shopping for an outfit?
Over the weekend, well, it's too late to buy something on Amazon, so I'd have to go to, maybe White House Black Market?
I think it closed.
I think it did close.
Is it?
Yeah. Sarah, you get invited to a super trendy party over the weekend. Where are you going to buy an outfit?
Oh, my gosh. Probably... I'd probably hit up Clothes Mentor first to see what they have that's high fashion but cheap.
Good call.
If I couldn't find anything else, I would just piece it together slowly between Torrid and Lane Bryant because I'm a big girl.
Could also just wear your wedding dress.
Girl, preach. You can come raid my closet.
Same.
Floyd, what's the place? What's the place
next?
What's the place next to the fake Lane Bryant next to the gym?
The food place?
No, the fake. You said it's fake Lane Bryant.
Oh, it's closed. Catherine's or
no,
something?
No,
Catherine's still open.
Next to Planet Fitness where your work is.
Oh, Avenue. That's
Avenue.
Yeah, you shouldn't name a big girl store after a street. That's rude.
Carrie Ann,
just throwing that out there.
It's not called Broad Street.
Right.
Toxic masculinity. Carrie Ann, you get invited to a very trendy party over the weekend. Where are you going to look for an outfit?
Honestly, I'd probably go to TJ Maxx or Marshall's. I'm not really in the know with trend, so
those places will work.
I'm gonna find a great sales associate to help me out.
Are there any?
No.
Ashley, what about you?
Probably either Friends Closets or Lane Bryant.
Or just say I'm not going.
Yeah.
Carrie Ann, hold on 1 second. And Becky and Sarah, thank you ladies for being on the panel for ladies.
Yes.
Have a good rest of your week. 8:22
they
with
were
the
good.
Morning reboot. The Zenobia Shrine Circus will be visiting shortly. I asked if there will be clowns, and I was not given an answer.
I'm nervous.
I think.
Do you dislike clowns?
It is not my thing.
Do you remember
for sure.
what we did one day to Philip?
I do. And I'm not that bad, but I don't like them.
Are you going to carry in nervous laugh when it happens?
Probably. No.
Tomorrow, I'm assuming Philip will be in for Philly Tea Friday. Ask him about what we did to him with clowns.
Okay. I'm not freaked out by clowns. I just, because I play one on the weekend, but like, I'm just being
totally
honest.
Different. You paint lips on your lips. You don't paint lips that stretch from your ear to ear. Big difference.
Like they're real clowns. They're not people. They're
it's
clowns.
Your Momo.
8:22 with the morning reboot on Q105. 8:36, good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. We have some guests for more things to do in town this weekend. The 68th annual Zenobia Shrine Circus is happening March 14th through the 17th at the Seagate Center, which is today. And let's welcome in Dennis. Hi, Dennis.
Good. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Floyd and Ashley are glad you're here and not a clown.
Yes.
Yeah, more so Ashley than me.
Absolutely.
Just a little phobia, huh?
Just a little bit.
I can put makeup on real quick if you want me to.
Totally don't need that. We're good.
I'm guessing.
As long as your lips are on your lips.
Dennis, there is some fear of clowns for kids that come to the circus.
Well, no. Well, they got to expect them when they come to the circus.
Right.
We have lots and lots of clowns, but these are all local clowns. They're our friendly people, and they're very interested in letting the kids have a good time. So if you have a problem with clowns, this is the place to come because our clowns will work very gently towards associating with them and be calm about it. And I think they will find that by the end of the time, they're good. One of the nice things about the clowns, to help them get friendly with them, is that when a child comes into the circus, they'll get a program. It's a pretty thick program. It's got coloring pages in it, but it also has the pictures of the clowns. So as they're going around, which we're kind of consider ourselves an interactive circus, mm-hmm. as they're going around on the floor, they can take that program and they can get the clowns to autograph their pictures. So it gives them an association with them.
What are the clowns' names?
Oh, we've got Chaz. We've got, gosh, you're going to hit me here real quick. I've got some coming out of town. We have Chef. We have Ashes. We have... Oh,
Binky!
No, Binky.
No Binky. I mean, I'd be a little weirded out if like they had normal names like Mike, Ernie.
Yeah, no.
I feel like I'd like that. This is Mike. This is Joe.
How else is it interactive?
Well, first of all, when you come to the circus once the doors open, if we open an hour before the performance, once you come in, the rides are there available. We do have animal rides. And we do have elephants, if there's any questions out there. We have face painting. They can get pictures taken with, I'm not sure what the animal is. Sometimes it's a snake. Sometimes it's whatever they have. But they have pictures. So when they're there, they can walk around in the three-ring circus part right on the main floor and interact with the clowns and interact with the people. So.
That's cool.
Very nice. And I think, does Dumbo come out this weekend or soon?
The 29th.
Yeah, later. Yeah.
Any Dumbo-like elephants? Like special creatures?
Well, we do have, like I said, we do have the elephants. We have camels. We have some pony rides when they come in if they want to ride them. We've got a variety of animal acts. When I walked back there today, there was a group that was continuing to work on training some goats, of all things, to jump little hurdles. And I'm going like, just watching them, working with them was very interesting. So,
Dennis, goats can do yoga. Goats can definitely train themselves.
Dennis is here from the Zenobia Shrine Circus today through the 17th. First show is tonight at 6:30. Seagate Center tickets are at Ticketmaster.com or 800-GO-CIRCUS.
Well, the 800-GO-CIRCUS window now is closed because that was our building and we're at the
never mind. Ticketmaster.com.
You're working hard on site.
Or just go to the Seagate Center. Tell me about Shriners, if you would. I'm a little familiar with it. But
Shriners, first of all, if you're familiar who the Masons are, well, the Shriners, every Shriner is a Mason, but not all Masons are Shriners. It's just another group. Once you become a Mason, you can become a Shriner. Shriners are more visible. You see them a lot in parades. We have the units that parade. We have the Legion of Honor. We have the Hillbillies. We have the Hornets, which are little scooters that guys ride. You can hardly see the scooters, you know, those kind of things. Well, and of course, everybody else talks about the little red cars.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, my biggest memory.
And we have...
and the parades, they used to, like, they had this pole that connected, and, like, they would go through.
That's like right.
My favorite thing as a kid.
Still do that.
Yeah.
We can put some clowns in those cars and drive it over to Floyd's house.
I loved it.
How did you get involved in all this, Dennis?
Well, everybody gets involved a different way, and I got involved actually through my wife. She was involved with the Lady Girls Masonic Group, which is called Rainbow Girls. Her dad was very active in Masons, and when I came into the family, it was just something that I was offered, and I became interested. And the more I got involved, the more I enjoyed it. It's just a fun group. Most of our friends that we have that we do things with is through the Shrine. There's a lot of activities out there. They're couple-centered for the most part, and it's just a fun thing, and we have lots of laughs. So,
what kind of food is at the circus?
Oh, well, first of all, they have the general concession stand, and you know, that's good. You know, a lot of people eat before they come.
Mm-hmm.
But what we really like to promote is we have cotton candy and snow cones that we, as Zenobia, we have that as part of our unit. So when you come in, you've got to get cotton candy and snow cones.
And I feel like those are the two things that the kids always want. Right. So well, very good job.
You know, when you
there.
Go to a carny of any kind, you've got to have those luxury foods.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you, when you leave, too, you got to leave with a light-up toy that you can have to play and wave around with. So
he's talking my whole life right now. Red cars and the little glow thing you press. I annoyed my mom with that. Like, look, Mom, spinning!
What lasts longer, the little glow things or the fish that you'd win at carnivals?
Oh, I can never win one. I don't sport.
Oh, the fish don't last. Right. You can't get them home.
What else do we have? Tickets are, we obviously gave the website, Ticketmaster.com box office. What are ticket prices?
Ticket prices for all seats, they're $20 and $25. We do have a VIP section. But for the most part, the $20 and $25 seats are the great seats. They're up where you can see everything. We have tonight, our opening night tonight is sponsored by The Blade. And it's a $10 all seats reserved.
Sounds good.
And then Friday at 4 o'clock, that's also a $10 all seats reserved. So those are the two best buys we got.
Nice.
And then if you want to come on Friday evening or the Sunday shows, they have a coupon that through Valpak.
Okay.
And it's a BOGO. So if you want to do that, that's the option, but you have to bring the coupon with you to get the discount when you buy the ticket.
68th Annual Zenobia Shrine Circus tonight at 6:30, 4 and 7:30 tomorrow. Saturday, 3 shows. Sunday, 2, Seagate Center. Ticketmaster.com. Good deal for tickets. Good for kids. Lots of cotton candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do the kids like blue? Or there's pink and blue, right?
They don't discriminate. They'll take whatever it is that sticks to their fingers.
If they can't decide, we can give them a bag with both colors in
it. There you go. Oh. Boom.
Have we lost like the stick? And is just
no,
now
the
in a
stick's
bag?
There. No.
Oh, okay.
Nope. We have the stick.
Ashley, do you prefer them to have the bag, or will you let them eat it off the stick?
I don't mind. When you go to a circus, like, you have to expect like the circus thing. So like, do as you do.
Dennis, funnel cake?
We don't do the deep fries.
Okay, so no like elephant ears or something?
Nope. I wish we did, but no, we don't.
Talk about classy food. I mean, that's mine. Give me all the powdered sugar you got.
Well, that's right.
I'm a snow cone person. Crank
you
up. Snow cone. Cold ice.
What flavored snow cones?
You were so right on. We have the red and the blue.
Red and
nice.
Blue?
Yep.
Can't go wrong.
Yep.
Okay.
Dennis, thanks very much for taking some time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Good to meet
thanks
you.
For having me.
8:45 with the morning reboot. We'll catch up on entertainment news before 9. 8:56. Good morning. The morning reboot. It's Q105. Eric Chase, Floyd, Ashley is here with us, and we can get you to Florida. The Cabin Fever Reliever. Your chance to get qualified happens today at noon. I'm sorry, 12:20 with Russ here on Q105. Some entertainment stories. Ashley, your thoughts on that? Well, Lori Loughlin is out. She is a free woman and is allowed to go to Vancouver to shoot whatever she is shooting for, I guess, Lifetime or whatever else she does.
They took her passport.
Felicity Hoffman.
Oh.
How do you feel about this whole situation?
I mean, I'm sure it's not new.
Yeah. Do you want to send your kids? Do you have to send your kids to college?
No. I like would love it if Tucker wanted to be like a mechanic or like an electrician.
Right.
Especially in like 18 years when mm-hmm. those are like basically obsolete. Right. Yeah. Just not many people going into them. Like they'll still be needed.
Right. Right. Well, because I'm thinking like some of the jobs that some people scoff at because they're blue collar are almost irreplaceable.
No, mm-hmm. absolutely. Yeah. I mean, who's going to fix your car in 25 to 30 years, you know?
The robot.
No.
But Lori Loughlin is out. Sierra. I don't know why they were talking to
Sierra.
Her. Sierra. This. She admitted that when it came to holding off on sex until she was married to Russell Wilson, self-control didn't cut it. The 33-year-old native Texan covers the latest issue of InStyle magazine, and she discussed in an interview the immediate connection she and the NFL quarterback Russell Wilson, her now husband, had upon meeting and the challenge it presented. We both had that light bulb moment when they first met in 2015. However, the couple take their faith seriously and wanted to wait until marriage before consummating their love, which Sierra half-jokingly admitted it was no easy task. It took a lot of prayer. It was hard. I can't lie. I would wake up in the morning, breastfeed, eat a small meal, go train, come back home, pump, eat a small meal, breastfeed, and that was her lunch. Mm-hmm. Or that was her day being a mom. And my definition of self-love is taking care of myself. And she's a vampire.
Yeah, she's... Yeah. Ooh, like... Skin like butter.
She's 33.
She's so gorgeous. Back in time.
404, so 15. So she was like 18, 19 when Goodies came out.
Yeah.
She was always gorgeous, but like she got gorgeous as she like got older and matured into like.
She's like a fine
woman,
wine.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And also, the backtrack on your story with Luke Perry, so he's buried in Texas?
No, Tennessee.
Tennessee. Dug it up. The death certificate, he's not buried in Tennessee. And actually, they talked to the owner of the funeral, the Taylor Funeral Home in Dixon, Tennessee, says, although we wish the rumors are true, the 9021 star is not buried on our facility.
So
the death certificate does not have the correct place.
So maybe the funeral was there?
Yeah, but he's not buried in Tennessee.
So they took his dead body, flew it to Tennessee, and might have flown it back to...
Probably.
And you said dug up. That was funny.
Oh, did I? Oh, that's too soon. Sorry. Not a good taste, sorry.
If the fresh... There's an awesome trailer that's... Well, there's two awesome trailers. One I'll get very excited about in a moment. This is good as well. It's on our Q105 Facebook page. It is not a Jordan Peele movie, but it could be a good one. Remember this 90s show?
See, for some reason you think this is a game. This is not a game, Will. Look at you. Look at you. The only reason why you're not in jail is because Uncle Phil called in a favor.
Take your time.
If the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was a psychological thriller, there is a great trailer for it. It's on our Q105 Facebook page. Flood, you have some suggestions for a full-length movie?
I think we're just going to call it out there. I need Dark Aunt Vivian and Light Aunt Vivian to like see each other down the hall, and like Light Aunt Vivian's like Aunt Vivian, and then Dark Aunt Vivian's like Viv, and then Dark Aunt Vivian's like, we gonna do this, and then Light Aunt Vivian's like, you bet your sweet booty we're gonna do this.
It's like a Matrix style
fight.
And
then they walk towards each other, and then all of a sudden they go back to back and they start shooting at the stuff around them, and they join this ultimate alliance, and then oh, I have this whole thing planned out in my head.
Alternate movie plots.
Please, call me. And Jeffrey's like, they're Alfred. Like Aunt Viv, I need you to go to the store. She's like, I got stuff to do.
And he's
Ashley, get in the car.
Jeffrey is really a secret MI6 agent.
Yeah. And then plot twist. Uncle Phil's the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
Rips off his fat suit.
Yeah, and he's still a fat suit. I'm so into this.
We'll leave the Burger King lady for a second, but I don't have it posted anywhere. I think I just retweeted it on my Twitter account, but there is a surprise Avengers Endgame trailer mm-hmm. that just hit. There's a lot of... It could be older footage. I mean, they have 21 movies to pick from.
Yeah.
But they might have just... re-imaged scenes from those movies, because there's like Iron Man 1, the first Captain America, and footage from that. And there's a little bit of new footage, and there's some voiceover to bring it up to speed. But as I suspected, I mean, I knew once Captain Marvel was released, we might get something, and we did. But I figured we wouldn't get much.
I thought it was going to be like at the end of the movie. Everyone was like, oh, at the end of the movie. That's why everyone was like going to see it or something.
A mid-credit thing?
There's two. At the end of Captain Marvel, there's a mid-credits, which ties her to the end of the last movie where everybody was dead. And obviously, you knew that she was going to show up because she got paged, but she does show up. And then there's a super end credit with the cat that I won't give away. But there's only been one trailer for this movie that will be the next biggest movie ever.
I will say this is probably going to. It's going
to blow out.
If not the highest grossing movie, I believe. I feel it in the air. I feel it.
How many of the Marvel movies have you seen, Ashley?
I don't know. How many are there?
21?
There's 21.
So maybe like 7. Maybe like 12.
I got to catch up too. I'm at like 10, so don't feel bad.
Like we're talking about like all the Iron Mans, all the whatever. Yeah, probably like
skip the Ant-Man 12. Movies.
Definitely.
I can give you the one. You don't like Paul Rudd?
I love Paul Rudd, but I just don't know if I like him as Ant-Man. But I have actually like a secret obsession with Paul Rudd. He would be one of my hall passes.
I see
but
that.
But like I want to marry him.
I think that's exactly why they got him for that like fairly nondescript role.
Yeah.
You asked me about Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Have you seen all of them?
Yeah.
Did you have you begun to rewatch?
No, because I was trying to see if like Kevin wanted to watch it. I don't think he really does. Because if he doesn't want to watch it, then I'm just going to watch the last season again. But if he wants to try to get into it, then I'll go through the whole thing.
He hasn't watched them at all?
Nope.
Yeah, it's a lot to undertake, and we're running out of days.
Yeah. Like, it'd be a lot.
Are you and Stefan going to get into it?
I have to start it without him. He's seen them all. So I have to start.
Come on, Stefan.
I sit there type of play this. I feel like I'm walking up the stairs to receive an award. And I'm just like, thank you.
It's so weird. So I'm sure you didn't watch Downton Abbey.
Nope.
So like the music is very similar. So
it's
like,
really is.
It is.
And they're the total opposite of the...
I mean, it's a castle. It's just a different kind. It's not much death there. That wasn't from like, you know, normal diseases plaguing the area.
Good old Maggie Smith.
Still
kicking.
Lastly, some lady went psycho, and I shouldn't use that word lightly because of my advocacy, but she went nuts and put her crotch on a counter at a Burger King up in Livonia, Michigan.
Like, she, like, rubbed it?
You should watch the video.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. I love fast food crazy people.
She couldn't get her leg over, so there was a lot of kinetic transfusion there, and it was over. Now look, as a mom, you would know if Tucker and Parker don't want tomatoes and onions on their burger, you're going to be unhappy. And they're on there. This was over tomatoes.
I mean, I won't talk about tomatoes, but let's talk about some sweet tea versus regular tea. That will throw me into a tizzy. Let me tell you.
Can I give her like the kicker of the story?
Did she say excuse me? Because that video is my favorite.
No. It's a burger from the day before.
Oh, like she brought it back?
Right. And I was like, you know she still ate it. No, she didn't bring it back. She ate it.
We've all been to a fast food place. We head home and then we get caught up in something and then you don't eat your fast food till the next day. We've all been there.
And that's never happened. Unless I've been
ever.
That cheeseburger typically doesn't make it back out of my car.
Soon as she's
that
like,
is in my mouth.
Soon as she's like, have a good day, I'm like, I need another one. Like, I just
Yeah.
You know what I would have done?
Sometimes I get home and I'm like, I hope the kids don't eat that. I'm hungry.
Know what I would have done if I were that Burger King employee? I'd be like, yo, give me 3 slices of American cheese and done the cheese challenge on her head.
Throwing it at her.
906.
Give her some tainted romaine lettuce.
With the morning reboot. I think we're over that. We're on to measles now. Your lettuce has measles.
Achoo.
419-240-1055. You're going to need that number. You can text anytime, but you can call the show. A panel full of dudes before 9:30.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide. It'll be all
right. 9:20 on Q105. The morning reboot. Get the podcast of today's episode after the show. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. At 12:20 today, get qualified again for the Cabin Fever Reliever. A chance to pick one of 4 Florida destinations. That happens with Russ at 4:20. It's Eric Floyd who anxiously awaits Sally Walker.
Sally Walker.
New music from Iggy Azalea.
Copping that new Iggy.
Ashley's here with us. You can ask us your panel full of dudes questions.
Okay.
We're a panel. We're dudes.
We are dudes.
Dudes. What area of town and or bar do you plan on spending your St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, you know me. I'll be on Adams Street.
I know.
It's my old neighbor's 30th birthday, so perhaps something downtown, which will likely be very chaotic. Maybe they'll want to move it because of that. So I might be back in the old hood.
The old hood.
Although I may meet a girlfriend. Hey, Rach Rach, at 10 k.m.
Oh, that's yeah.
Right. Even though I'm too old.
Too old.
But I look youthful. I
just no, you it. Are. You can't be in there. The people that
you
go there.
You can be in there until it's like 7:38, probably on like a drinking holiday. On a normal Friday, you got to be out by like 9.
Yeah. I mean, I saw all the people that go to the Tin Can last night when I was at UT, and I was covered with stinky college kids.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. What does a holiday, I feel like you all know this answer. What does a drinking holiday look like for you? Start time, end time. Like how long do you hang?
Oh, see, I'm a late starter on drinking holidays.
Really?
I personally have never done kegs and eggs, but I don't even think I could get the sure willpower to get up. So I'd say I'll get my window of noon to 2.
And that's I'll it? Hang, and
that's it?
No. My window to get there. Yeah, no.
Oh.
No, my window to get there is between noon and 2 p.m., but I'm hanging all night.
Gotcha. Mm.
I went pretty hard. I was okay last year. I'm like Superman. Last year during opening day, I was powered by the sun and 70-degree weather. And
I ran into you last year.
It was all day. It was all day. Started with people from the station here at Cock and Bull. And Demetrius and I wound up at these people's parties in between the law offices down the street. And they're like, hey, were you there with us?
I wasn't there with you, but I was with a bunch of work people. And I think I saw you walking down the alleyway. Like, you were going back to, like, take a quick nap or something or to, like, grab food.
I think I went to go get the girl at the time.
She was with you when you were walking back that way.
Yeah, we were right. It was a busy day. So as long as it's nice.
Yeah, I was like, I think Eric's kind of litty.
what does that mean?
A little drunk. You're a little buzzy.
Oh, when yeah, I saw yeah, you. Yeah.
I was like,
No, you can't go to Tin Can if you don't know that term. Sir.
Rule number one. Never.
I mean, nothing again. It just, I'm too old for that place.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. I completely agree. Last question. Are you a Reuben guy, Jigs dinner, or like a 3-baby Guinness shot kind of guy?
Reuben.
Ooh, I'm a Reuben. I did Guinness one time. Is it an like Irish car bomb?
Oh, Irish car bombs, yeah.
Is that that bomb stayed in me for a good 15 seconds.
Baby Guinness, I don't know what's in Baby Guinness, but they look like Guinness, but it's like a dark liquor and then something white on top. But it's not actual Guinness. It's
like
liquor.
A cold brew, actually. Like a little foam on it.
Yeah, something like that.
Give me all the corned beef.
All the corned beef?
Interesting little side story here. Mm-hmm. So I kind of had another date last night, Floyd, with...
Same person?
With Cece?
Yeah. Cecilia?
Oh, okay.
She works in the medical field, and often patients bring her stuff. And someone brought her, like, gallons of sauerkraut. So perhaps I could provide some sauerkraut for people's rumens over the weekend.
Interesting. Yeah, they were, like, giving it away at Kroger, like, a month ago.
Oh, were they?
Sauerkraut?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you like sauerkraut?
I don't mind it, but, like, I prefer it in certain things. Like, I'm not a Jigs dinner person.
What is Jigs dinner? Because it sounds awful.
Cabbage, sauerkraut. Corn, or not corn, oh my God. Carrots and corned beef. And potatoes.
I like jugs, not jigs.
So
same.
So is the point of that to get like absolutely full and then like you just drink all day? Like you have a good foundation for all your Guinnesses.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A couple of years ago we did the breakfast broadcast at the Tilted Kilted, then closed like the next day. I was smart this time. I ate before I started drinking. I had eggs, and they had some very good, and I like thinner corned beef, like deli style. It's some thick corned beef, and it was quite tasty.
Mm. Yeah, I make really good corned beef. I thought about
it. Let's put it in the white chicken chili.
No, it doesn't go together.
How do you know?
Girl, I'm not delicious.
It's not a lot of different meat choices.
9:25 with the morning reboot on Q105. 12:20 today to try to get your way to Florida with Russ. 12:20, the cabin fever reliever. And we've got most liked tweet of the day coming up.
Q105 and Toledo Express Airport are teaming up to give you some relief.
It's my house.
9:40 with the morning reboot on Q105. Ashley's here with us. Floyd and Eric Chase get the podcast of today's episode shortly after 10 o'clock. Text Eric to 419-240-1055.
Tweet. They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The morning reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Wow, 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 wow.
I got a good one today.
Do you? I'm excited for us. Because mine is priceless.
So much excitement. I can feel it. From Cash My Swag.
Oh.
Cash My Swag. And what did you say?
It's like Cash My Swag.
Right. You did the girl. The
Catch
guy.
Me outside. How about that?
Catch I me missed outside. That. I heard, how about that?
I haven't heard that in a while. That made me smile.
She's like famous.
Not anymore.
No, for
she's
real.
Did they give her, she's Batty B.
She's Batty B. She like tours. Swear. It's
I haven't heard anything about her in years. I know that like somebody signed Excuse her and all me? This other stuff.
Right.
Anyway, my gynecologist follows me on Instagram. I really do not know what else he wants to see.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, mine is from at Lazy Dog.
You're more than just your vagina.
That's deep.
Carrie and laugh.
Stop me.
She loves us. She texts us every day and she calls in. Hey, Carrie, and we love you.
No, I good, love good, her. Good. Fun.
All right. So this is from at Lazy Dog. First date. Maybe next time I can meet your dog. Second date. Your dog is so cool. Third date. Do you mind if me and your dog hang out without you?
That's funny.
Cecilia slept over on Saturday night because it was a late night.
Oh, okay.
I slept on the couch with Andre, and she slept in my bed with Diddy. So
that's nice.
That's good.
Yes. That's progressing.
He's a growing boy.
Hi. Hey, it's the chili cook-off on Saturday. Girl, I'm delicious.
Girl.
Thank you.
I'm delicious. You have to say it the right way.
If the chili had a voice and a person said, girl, I'm delicious. Like if someone's like, you need to prepare for like, someone's like, I don't really care for that with chili. And then she's like, girl, I'm delicious.
It has corn pudding in it.
Not pudding. Okay. We got.
So what time are you thinking to whip this up?
Tonight. You said, right? Because you're busy tomorrow. So sometime after like 5 or after 7.
I could do tomorrow afternoon.
I work. I'm a working girl.
Okay. Wait, after 7?
Either after 7 or before.
Let's do.
My kids go to bed between 7 and 7:30. So there's like a half hour, 45 minute period of time where I cannot exist to you.
How long how long do you think it'll take to make? Like I've never made chili before.
We have to cook the chicken.
That's
so
easy. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
What else?
Cook the chicken. Everything else, I don't know. I bought it.
And then you put everything like in a big old
pot and let it boil. And then you have to like let it cool because then you have to add the secret ingredients. And then
corned beef.
That's it.
This is like a process.
It's chili. It's home cooking.
Yeah, you don't cook, do you?
I cook all the time.
I you just said
you don't know how to make chili. Right. You will not attack me in this day Chili's, on Pi Day.
Chili is a very lowbrow food that I choose not to make.
Yeah, well, I choose not to make.
I don't even know
either.
What that means, but I think you're like offending a lot of people.
I know.
But the lowbrow community.
Shrimp and chicken on lettuce.
Oh,
so fancy. I don't make soup that you eat for days. What? Blasphemy!
It's 9:44 with Simple the morning
people.
Reboot.
Simple people.
he had a good. Was Ashley here when you were doing your African voice? That was good.
But, yeah, she was here. We're going to make this African-American chili. But we're going to make it for the white people. It's called...
White chicken chili.
We don't do
What's
that
White
here.
Devil from? Is that Ace Ventura?
I don't know. I've always said it every time I do that, and I don't mean it to be offensive, but it just sounds hilarious. Like, oh, you white devil. But it can be sexy, too. Like, oh, you white devil.
Ooh. I like it that way better.
Tweety tweet.
Chili cook-off. Saturday, 12 to 4 at the Stranahan. Circus is also happening this weekend. Thanks to Dennis for dropping by. Tomorrow, small business shout-outs. You can text us, and we'll get them on the air between 9 and 9:30 tomorrow. Remember, it is not free Cumulus advertising, so we would appreciate if you're actually a patron of this place and not necessarily related to the people.
Yeah. Do not call about your cousin's soul food restaurant. We don't care.
We do care.
Not if it's your cousin.
9:45 tomorrow, 5:45 till 10 here on Q105. Join us on the Morning Reboot.
Q105 and Toledo Express Airport are teaming up to give you some relief from winter with another awesome flyaway. With Q105's Cabin Fever Reliever. Listen at 8:20 a.m.